الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It is reported that the person that recites durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once Allah azza wa jal blesses that person with 10 messes. Sallu ala al-habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, there's all my good intentions. As it has been reported in a summary of hadith that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated that the intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's all make good intentions, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. We're going to listen to this for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we must make as many good intentions as one can make. Without a good intention, a good action is not rewarded. So we need to make good intentions in order to get a full reward for a good action. It is reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that that person who recites durood 3 times during the day, or he recites durood 3 times during the night, his sins will be forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, we become very lazy or we undermine the power of dua. Dua is a very powerful weapon. If one sticks to dua, you'll see the change in our lives. Allah Azza wa Jal loves to give. Allah Azza wa Jal loves to give. So, we must ask of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even if we do not ask Allah Azza wa Jal, see how merciful Allah Azza wa Jal is. Even if we do not ask of Him, He still gives. Sometimes we see things that are happening in our lives, things that are coming into our lives that we never asked for in our du'as. We see that in our lives we are becoming so successful, but we never asked for that success. Allah Azza wa Jalla still gives. The provision that Allah Azza wa Jalla gives us is not everything we ask for, but He still gives. If one asks, you see, we need to understand how important this dua is. When one makes this dua, it shows the greatness, the superiority, the power of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It shows us, it makes one to realize how powerful, how mighty, how great is Allah Rabbul Aziz. As it has been narrated in the hadith, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, dua itself is ibadah. Dua is ibadah. And ibadah, it is so important in our daily life. We need to make this dua each and every day. Sometimes we make dua because we need to understand that making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla is not only by raising our hands after performing salah. That which we ask of Allah Azza wa Jalla from our heart. That which we ask of Allah Azza wa Jalla at that time and moment, for an instant, some difficulties befall us. What do we do? At the same time, we say in our hearts, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, please help me through this difficulty. Oh Allah, please help me through this difficulty. It's a dua. Whereby we need it every day. Every step we take, we need this dua. That is how important dua is in our lives. Allah Azza wa Jal, He has created us for ibadah. We have been created for ibadah. To make ibadah. To worship Allah Azza wa Jal. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, dua is ibadah. So we need to understand from this how important dua is in our lives. This gives us a full understanding that dua is very important, beloved viewers of Madani Channel. We see it in our daily lives. And if we leave this dua out, how are we going to survive? Where do we get our provision from? Allah Azza wa Jal is a Razzaq. He's a sustainer. He's a cherisher. He's a provider. He's the most merciful. He's the most kind. As He has said in the Quran, if one asks Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah has beautiful names. He says, Allah Azza wa Jal, He has beautiful names. So ask of Allah Azza wa Jal through those beautiful names. Because if we learn these beautiful names and understand these beautiful names, it will give us a full understanding of how much we need to make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. Because in those names, those beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, they have everything that we need. Everything. We want wisdom, we ask Allah. We want provision, we ask Allah. Look at His attributes. Look at His names. That will teach us how important it is for us to ask Allah Azza wa Jal for dua. And that teaches us that we need to make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was this one man who was a businessman. And this businessman, he used to trade between Syria and Medina. He will not accompany his caravan, his trading caravans, on account of having trust, having so much faith in Allah Azza wa Jal. He journeyed alone through the desert and wilderness with his merchandise. Once, while on a journey from Serbia to Medina, he was stopped by a highway robber on a horseback, screaming at him. He said, stop. This robber said to him, stop. The businessman stopped and said, take my wealth and allow me to proceed. He said, take my wealth and let me free and let me continue with my journey. The robber, he said to him, the wealth belongs to me. Your wealth, the wealth that you're saying is yours, it belongs to me. I desire to take your life. What I desire is to take your life. Because your wealth that you say I must take and let you go, it belongs to me. The businessman said, what will you do with my life? You want to take my life? What will you do with my life? You need the wealth. The businessman said, you need the wealth, not my life. Let me proceed. But the robber said, I desire to take your life because your wealth belongs to me. So, this businessman, he says, okay, if that is the case, allow me to make wudu. The businessman says, allow me to make wudu and to perform salah and to make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The robber said to him, do as you wish. You want to do that? You continue doing that. Allahu Akbar. What this man asks to do, when this kind of things happens in our lives, do we have so much yaqeen? Do we have so much trust in Allah Azza wa Jal? That when these things, when these calamities befall us, the first thing we think of is Allah Azza wa Jal, or we panic. We panic to such an extent that we forget everything else. The only thing we're thinking of is our wealth. The wealth that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with. Yes, it is our right to protect what is ours. What Allah Azza wa Jal has put in our lives for us to be in charge of, it is for us to protect it. But when calamities befall us, we put that wealth that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with, then putting Allah Azza wa Jal first. Then having that yaqeen to make a sincere dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that we may be saved from that calamity. So beloved viewers of Madani Channel, if we understand the importance of dua, then we will always make a sincere dua at any cost. So this businessman, what he says, allow me to make wudu. He says, allow me to make wudu, then perform salah. Then after that, I must make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. He then raised his hands towards the heavens and supplicated to Allah Azza wa Jal. He made his wudu. He performed his salah. He performed 4 rak'at. The narration says, he performed 4 rak'at. And after performing 4 rak'at, he raises his hands towards the skies. And he makes dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal as follows. Let's listen to this dua attentively. He says, O most loving one. Hi, hi. What he says? O most loving one. O most loving one. Although of the majestic throne, O originator of creation, O returner of creation after its destruction, O the one who does as you please, I supplicate to you through the medium of the Noor. He says, I supplicate to you through the wasila, through the medium of the Noor of your presence, which fills the pillars of your arsh. I supplicate to you through the wasila, through the medium of your power, by means of which you command over your creation. And I supplicate to you through the medium of your mercy, which encompasses everything. There is no God but you. O helper, help me. Allahu Akbar. What a dua. What a dua. At this time, this man's wealth is about to be taken away. His life is about to be taken away by this robber. But listen to the dua that he makes. What follows? The narration goes as follows. After he had recited this dua 3 times, after he has made this dua 3 times, he suddenly saw a handsome man dressed in green on a beautiful horse standing by him. In his hand was a glittering spear. Seeing the stranger on a horseback, the robber quickly advanced towards him. The stranger made a sudden attack and with one blow sent the robber reeling to the ground. He ordered this businessman, this handsome man, he ordered this businessman to kill the robber. The businessman said, "Who are you? Who are you? I have never ever killed anyone, and I have no desire to kill him." The stranger, after killing the robber, said, "No, know that I am an angel from the third heaven. I am an angel from the third heaven. When you made dua, when you supplicated in the court of Allah, when you cried and plead in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, the first time we heard the doors of the heavens cracking." Allahu Akbar. When you made the dua the first time, we heard the doors of the heavens cracking. Then we said, "Something has happened." Then he supplicated the second time. The doors of the heavens opened up and there were sparks like the sparks of fire. There was sparks like the sparks of fire. Then he supplicated the third time. Jibreel alayhi salam descended to us from the above heavens, proclaiming, "Who is prepared to save this man in distress?" I then supplicated. Allahu Akbar. The angel is relating to this man, this businessman, who has so much yaqeen in Allah Azza wa Jal. When the first time he made dua, the angel said, "We heard the doors of heavens cracking." When he made the dua the second time, he said, "The doors of the heaven opened and we saw sparks like the sparks of fire." And when you made the dua the third time, Jibreel alayhi salam came down from the heavens above and he said, proclaiming, he said, "Who is there to go and save that person who is in distress?" I then supplicated in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. He said, I then supplicated, made dua, "O my Rabb, appoint me to kill him, the robber." No, O servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whoever, no, O servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whoever supplicates with this dua which you had made in any difficulty, danger and distress, Allah Azza wa Jal will remove the calamity from him and aid him. Subhanallah. Whoever makes this dua in calamity, difficulties, Allah Azza wa Jal will remove those difficulties. Allahu Akbar. Then the businessman arrived safely. After all this had happened, he left, continued with his journey, and he arrived safely in Madinatul Munawwara. He then went to the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and informed him of what had happened and the dua that he had made in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commented, he said, verily, Allah Azza wa Jal had inspired you with his Asma'ul Husna. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal has inspired you with his Asma'ul Husna, with the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal. When dua is made with these names, he responds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when dua is made with these names, he responds, he Azza wa Jal. And when he is asked with these names, he gives. He Allahu Azza wa Jal. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, do we see how important dua is in our lives? Do we see how important is this dua that we neglect in our daily life, that we need to make in order to live our life peacefully, in harmony, in order for us to succeed in our lives? See this businessman who was about to lose everything. He was about to lose his wealth. He was about to lose his life. But what did he do? He turned to Allah Azza wa Jalla. In what? In ibadah. He turned to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And he pleaded in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And what happened? His wealth was saved. And his life was saved. And as we hear towards the end of this hadith, that when he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about what had happened, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever asked with this name, Allahu Azza wa Jal, he gives. If you ask Allahu Azza wa Jal using the Asma'ul Husna, his beautiful names, Allahu Azza wa Jal, he gives. And whoever makes dua with these names, Allahu Azza wa Jal responds to that dua. So my dear, beloved viewers of Madani Channel, let's ask and make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because this dua, it is very, very important in our lives. Let's not neglect this dua. As we have mentioned, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, dua is ibadah. Dua itself, it's ibadah. And what Allah Azza wa Jal has created us for? To make ibadah. So may Allah Azza wa Jal give us the strength and the ability to make dua in his court. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us goodness for us to follow in these footsteps. Because if we look back, One of the things that all the prophets used to do is what? Is dua. All the prophets, they used to make dua. From Hazrat Adam alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they all used to make dua. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam made dua. He taught us, our father Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he taught us how to repent in the court of Allah azza wa jal through dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he taught us how to make the dua. So my beloved viewers of Madani Channel, let's all practice this. Let's make it our habit to ask Allah Azza wa Jal, to communicate with Allah Azza wa Jal on daily basis. Whether there is any difficulties in our lives, whether there is happiness and success in our lives, let's turn to Allah Azza wa Jal and make dua. Either we need to thank Allah Azza wa Jal, we must thank Him. If we want to ask protection from Allah Azza wa Jal, we ask for protection through dua. Because we need to understand that dua is very important in our life. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability of steadfastness in this dua. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dua, the essence of ibadah. Dua.